Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Second Year Experience podcast series. My name is Stephanie, as you already know, and I'm the program assistant for the Second Year Experience. And today's podcast is going to be focused on career exploration. We've been getting a lot of questions and a lot of, like, I guess you all want to know what career exploration is, what kind of jobs you can get. You know, you're all moving all into your third year, and we have pretty amazing people in here today to kind of help us navigate that and to explain what it is and maybe what their experiences have been with finding a job, because we all need a job once we graduate and even as a student. So just to get an idea of who is in the room with us, I'll ask all of you to introduce yourself. Brian and Jenna, if you could just please kind of give your name, your college, your year, and something that you're looking forward to since you're both graduating in June. So it's bittersweet, right? And then we'll have Tina, who's from Career Services Center, kind of introduce yourself too, like who you are and what has led you to where you are now. So whoever wants to go first, please.
I can start. Okay. So hi, everyone. My name is Brian. I'm a fourth year at Muir College, and like Stephanie said, I'm graduating this year. Mm-hmm. I guess something that I was excited about this year, I guess, graduation is exciting since mm-hmm. I'll be out of school, mm-hmm. But also I'm excited, like, just taking a break because I'm taking a gap year before anything. And nice. So I'm trying to study for, like, I have to take 3 tests before I go to graduate school, so that's exciting as well. Yeah. I guess it's just like break, having my own time to study at my own pace.
Yeah,
that's the quite exciting.
Yeah, you can take whatever breaks you want.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. But it's also difficult because you got to be on it now.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I think it's like that also. I have to be like, make sure, like, oh, I need to study for this three exams. I'm like, okay, got to study for this three mm-hmm. exams and get the material. Mm-hmm. But it's exciting that I don't have the pressure of, like, this exam is, like, on this deadline, mm-hmm. and I have only, like, this amount of weeks to learn everything. Mm-hmm. So that's good for me, but definitely exciting on the break, like, just having a little time of catching up for myself.
Yeah, sleep.
Yeah.
For sure.
Spring break, everything.
Thank you.
Hey, everyone. My name is Jenna. I'm a fourth year, like Stephanie said, sixth college. Thing I'm looking forward to this year is kind of getting more involved in all the events on campus. I haven't really had the time, I made too many excuses to not go in previous years, but since this is my last quarter, I want to do the stuff I haven't been going to. I've been planning, like, I'm watching Hairspray this week, so I'm really excited for that. Nice. And this quarter I have to watch a lot of plays, but I heard they're actually really good, so I'm really excited for those and really nervous to graduate.
Yeah.
Thank
you, Jenna. So now that we have an idea of which mentors are here with us, we're also going to have Tina introduce herself. So hello, Tina.
Hi, everyone. My name is Tina Gov. I am the career coach at UCSD's Career Center, and I work with physical sciences students. However, I do work with all students. I was a first-generation college student myself, so I do have a passion to work with first-gen students and so forth. I also do teach a class here at UCSD. It's called HDS 98, which is a career development course. So it's actually open to freshmen all the way to seniors. So wherever you are, whatever stage you are in your career journey, I would definitely highly recommend taking that class. Once again, it's only 1 or 2 units. I actually took a course like that when I was an undergraduate student, and so because of that course, it actually helped me lead me to my career profession today. I actually did what's called an information interview, and I can actually talk more about that later, but I pretty much interviewed someone who was a career counselor too, and that's actually how I decided that, oh, this profession seems kind of interesting. And so yeah, here I am today, and I'm really excited. This is actually my first podcast.
Thank you for that amazing intro. And just to kind of give a sense of, like, who we are, one of the icebreakers, or the only icebreaker question today, is what's on your playlist? So who wants to go first? Actually, can I go first?
Yes.
So I'm going to Coachella next weekend. I know, I'm excited for that. And I've been listening to a lot of I don't know if it's Khalid or Khalid.
Khalid.
Khalid. Oh. I've been listening to a lot of him, and his album is really good. It's his sophomore album. So I've been listening to him every day on my way to work because I want to make sure that I know the lyrics when I see him. Like, I want to sing with him. If not, I already plan to pull out the lyrics because, you know, it's a different vibe when you actually know the lyrics. So he's been on my playlist, and Ariana Grande, too, ooh, honestly.
Thanks. Is that the Weeknd of J Balvin?
Oh, Weeknd and J Balvin, yeah, are gonna be there. Yeah.
No, because I know J Balvin, I think Bad Bunny as well is gonna be in Bad one Bunny's of those 2 weekends. Yes. And I so wanted to go.
Yeah.
Bad Bunny's coming to LA on April 22nd, but their tickets are so expensive right now. And I'm like, and he's coming to San Diego on November, and I'm graduating, so I'm not gonna be here. Oh. So I was like, dreading.
Try to make the trip.
I know, that's what I'm thinking.
You can do it. Yeah.
Because I already seen J Balvin on concert. And I was
he awesome?
Yeah. Oh, it was a reschedule, but still it was pretty good.
Okay. I'm excited. So that's who's on my playlist. Who wants to go next?
I can go next. So my playlist right now is like on 4 artists. Is one of them I've been listening a lot to is Joji, which I started before the Sun God started, so that's a good thing. Then also Billie Eilish is on my playlist. Gotten into it recently. Doja Cat. I don't know if y'all know, but that's pretty. She's pretty good. Mm-hmm. And who's the fourth one? I started listening to one called Glass of Animals. It's kind of indie band.
I heard they're good. Yeah.
Yeah. So pretty good.
Nice. A variation there.
Yeah. I mean, like indie pop and stuff. Mm-hmm.
You all can't see, but I'm looking through my playlist right now. I'm a rather basic person. I have a lot of Disney songs on my phone.
Nice.
I listen to Hamilton and Dear Evan Hansen because I actually really am to Broadway music, which is interesting. And just like modern pop songs. I'm not just basically what's ever on the radio. So yeah, pretty basic, but this is music I like.
Yeah, it's your taste of music.
I think mine varies too, but mostly what's on the radio on the way to work, back home. But I do like hip hop, R&B, alternative, pop music. Pretty much a lot's on the radio.
Nice, yeah. Having that commute kind of forces you to listen to the radio or like your playlist.
Yeah, I can't do a commute without music.
So thank you for sharing. You know, we all have different variations of music, so I'll definitely listen to that. Cage and what was it?
Glass Animals.
Glass Animals, yeah.
Cage the Elephant is also pretty good.
Yeah, okay. See, I'm confusing that. But yeah, now to get to the nitty-gritty of things. So today we're going to be talking about career exploration, and the goal today is to share the resources on campus that have to do with student development and your career exploration. From looking for jobs on campus to off campus to jobs relating to your major to how to get that process started. It can be scary because landing a job means that you got to do the work, either your resume, you know, you got to go out and look for things. It's not just going to happen. So it's basically, we're basically here to help you get the foot, you know, out there, out in the door. I'll be asking some questions. You can all answer, and we're just going to be talking about what career exploration is. Does that sound good?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sounds great. So, Tina, you're the expert in this. Can you give us, like, a little bit of background information on, like, how your second year looked like for you academically, and if you were working, and if you weren't, how did that start for you?
Mm-hmm. Wow, great question. I got to think way back in the days. Well, I'm not too old, but, you know. Yeah, so good question. So I know it wasn't till my second year in school. I was actually a psychology major. And to be honest, I didn't really know whether or not I wanted to go to graduate school. I actually thought I probably won't go into graduate school. I'm pretty, like I said, a basic person, so I figured I'd just get a bachelor's degree, have a, you know, a regular job that pays, you know, decent. But later on, I actually visited the Career Center, and then I found out that if I wanted to do something with my psychology degree, I would actually have to go into graduate school. And so, you know, after learning about different career options that I might possibly be interested in, that's when I decided, okay, I do need to get an internship, which I believe I did. It was either my second or third year. Mm-hmm. You know, my memory is a little bit scratchy, but I did an internship. It was at the Violence Prevention and Women's Resource Center. Mm-hmm. And so it was a great experience. I remember having to work part-time too, you know, as a source of income. But yeah, and it made me feel good, you know, staying involved, keeping busy, because sometimes when I have too much of a gap in my schedule, I tend to get, like, lazy a little bit, I'd mm-hmm. say, and so I did enjoy being productive.
Nice. Did you ever find it challenging to balance mm-hmm. your internship, work, school, your social life, all of that?
Yes, definitely, along with sleep. Yeah. So I felt like there were sacrifices that I had to make, especially I would say the social life component. Mm-hmm. You know, just balancing, you want to have a great GPA, but at the same time you're in college, you're trying to make new friends, doing all that all together. It was time consuming, and so I would suggest, like, just finding what's your best time management. And I know there's several resources on campus that offer some time management workshop. I think I even saw on your newsletter today that came out. Yes. I saw that there were some upcoming time management workshop, and I know it looks different for everybody because some people might be morning people, some might be night, some use their calendar, so some don't like to. Mm-hmm. So just figure out what's best for you, and I think attending a workshop like that could be really beneficial.
Speaking about time management, when do you think is the ideal time for students to start looking for a job? Obviously, there are some students that need to get a job coming right into college because mm-hmm. they need that source of income, how you mentioned. Mm-hmm. But given the 4-year timeline mm-hmm. and all of that, when is the most ideal time to do that?
Mm-hmm. So for a full-time job, I would say typically it does take 6 months to a year to get a job. So typically I would say at least a quarter before you're about to graduate, if not even earlier. As I mentioned, since it does take 6 months to a year, I would recommend starting early. And just think about the job search is a full-time job in itself. It does take time. It does take energy. But you'll get there. And, you know, the Career Center is here to support you wherever you are in your journey. Just come in and we'd be happy to help you. For part-time positions, the highest recruitment is actually during the fall quarter. So we have tons of employers looking for students, even for the summertime as well. And so I would start early, but usually I would say typically a quarter before is always important to look. And yeah, we have lots of opportunities. You can check Handshake for student employment. We actually, at the Career Center, we have the student employment team, which is pretty much the HR office for all on-campus jobs here on campus.
Nice. And so if students, most of our audience is our second year students, mm-hmm. And they're completing their GEs and they're going to start going into their upper division, do you recommend for students to start basically now looking for a job if it is that they want to do that? Or should mm-hmm. they wait till their fourth year? Should they have done it earlier? How does that timeline look like? Mm-hmm. Or is it different for everyone?
Yeah, I would say it's a little bit different because I would also consider internships too. Mm. So I know you mentioned for some students who kind of finish all their GEs already and they're taking their upper division, that's a really good time to look into internships. And, you know, not only to gain that experience to put on your resume, but to really see if you like doing something. I remember meeting a student before who thought she would love working with kids. Mm-hmm. But actually, when she did one internship with kids, she was like, oh man, this is way different than what I thought. And yeah. She decided from there, like, no, I actually don't want to move forward to a full-time career just working with kids, you know. Mm-hmm. She's like, it's totally different when you intern there. So that's why I say that intern experience is good too, especially because and we'll have that on Handshake too, whether or not it's paid. Mm-hmm. So a lot of internship opportunities as well are paid, so you'll be able to kind of scope out, you know, whether or not this experience is for you, and at the same time you can get paid. So yeah, so I would say it kind of depends.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Can you speak a little bit more about Handshake?
Yes.
Because mm-hmm. I know that it used to be called Port Triton, mm-hmm. right, when I was a student, mm-hmm. but maybe some students might not know what Handshake is, so what is that all about?
Yeah, we did have the switch. It used to be called Port Triton, and now it's called Handshake, and actually a lot of students are, it looks like they like that better, but it's pretty much a online platform where it has all job opportunities, volunteer, part-time, full-time position. And not only that, a lot of our events are posted on Handshake too. So let's say you're interested in an event geared towards your industry or your field. For example, as I mentioned earlier, I work mostly with physical sciences student. So whenever I have a math event coming up, for example, could be like an alumni panel, you'll get to find that information on Handshake. And then we also have a lot of employers that come to actually do presentation to just let you know what they're all about. For example, we have Apple, we have Northrop Grumman, we have a lot of great companies that come out to pretty much share with you what their culture looks like, whether or not they're hiring. And I've actually met students before that because they went to one of those info sessions, is what we call them, they were able to actually land a on-campus interview through that. So it's a great connection, because with job, honestly, a lot of time it's pretty much who you know, and they can actually refer you. Even getting yourself to interview is a huge step already in itself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's all about networking, right?
Yes.
Yeah, knowing the people. Mm-hmm. And how do students get to that website? Can they just Google it? Do they need to have a login information?
Yeah, that's a good question. So as long as you go to the career.ucsd.edu website, it should be on the homepage. It says Handshake. And as long as you have your UCSD email, you can pretty much create an account. And we do that purposely because there are actually some employers on Handshake. They were actually alum from UCSD themselves, and they're only looking to recruit UCSD students. That's why we don't want the general public to have access to it too. Mm-hmm. So, which is pretty cool for students, because since you have access to Handshake, you might have a better chance with some of the employers that are on there.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So it's like specifically for UCSD students.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's a bonus.
Mm-hmm. So is it not available for alumni, or just...
Good question, yeah. So alumni actually has free access to everything at the Career Center, including career fairs, Handshake, everything else. The only one, yeah, especially since you both are about to graduate, yeah, it's good to know. But the only one thing that we extend only 1 year access to is career advising appointment. Okay. Only because they're so limited, even for our current body of students, it's kind of hard to schedule an appointment. But honestly, if you know that career coach, just like me, I've helped alumni who graduated further than a year out. If I know you, you know, we'd definitely be willing to help out.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Yeah. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. And I'm an alum.
Yeah, come on by.
Tina.
Yes.
Yeah. And no, and for, like, for you too, yeah. You know, like, you're going to be graduating, and since it typically takes 6 months to a year mm-hmm. to land a job, mm-hmm. you know, definitely utilize the resources.
It's always helpful to keep in mind mm-hmm. for the future.
Mm-hmm. So students here come in with a major, or sometimes they declare a major by mm-hmm. their third year, and some students are very focused on, like, I need to get a job mm-hmm. that's has to do with my major. Is it always a clear pathway? Does their major name have to be within the job title? Mm-hmm. How does that work?
Mm-hmm. That's a very great question. I would say for certain fields, yes. So for example, if you want to get into like nursing, engineering, accounting, for example, there are specific major. You can't just be an engineer and you were like, let's say, a cognitive science major, you know. Except, for example, there are some fields that are very open. For example, if you're in like, let's say the social sciences, psychology or sociology, or even in the arts and humanities, and let's say you wanted to do something in marketing or human resources, you're actually able to do so. As long as, let's say, you gain that experience in that area. I've known people who were able to do that. And just, yeah, like I said, with internship experience, sometimes some companies, all they're looking for, if you look at their job requirement, it says a bachelor's degree in any field. And so they're very open to that. So a lot of time it isn't a linear pathway unless, as I mentioned earlier, if you want to do something very specialized, like if it was in engineering or, as I said, nursing or something, then you'd have a specific field. But even, for example, a lot of our pre-med students, not all of them are actually science major. They actually do range in different major. They just have to make sure, just like with any professional school, grad school, medical school, you have to take some prerequisite courses. Mm-hmm. And that's why the Career Center is here to kind of guide you through it, because I know it kind of sounds like a lot through this podcast, mm-hmm. but with your specific individual case, we can really help navigate you through it, especially if you don't know even like where to start at all. We'll be able to help you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how does one reserve an appointment with someone at the Career Services mm-hmm. Center?
Yes, good question. So that's also through Handshake. And I know a lot of times we get booked really fast. Yeah. And so, yeah, just check Handshake. But if you can't find an appointment, and I would say if you haven't been to the Career Center yet, I would actually recommend coming in to drop-in advising. We have about 15, well, we usually have 15 career peer educators, but this quarter we actually have 14. But they are very knowledgeable themselves, and they can actually help you. So our drop-in, you don't actually have to make an appointment. You can just come in anytime. It's Monday through Friday from 10 to 3 p.m. I'm actually one of the co-supervisors for that program too. And it's, as I mentioned, the peers there are very, very highly trained, qualified, knowledgeable, and amazing.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. So Monday through Friday from 10 to 3.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And we also have Andres, who's doing career service drop-in hours at Oasis on Fridays from, I want to say, oh my gosh, I forgot. 1 to 2. Yes. 1 to 2. Fridays 1 to 2. Yeah. And he works at the Career Services Center, so he's also a resource you can all utilize. And just to kind of wrap things up, Tina, are there any tips that you give, that you can give to students that are looking for jobs, that are mm-hmm. thinking about looking for jobs? I mean, you've provided us with mm-hmm. a whole bunch of information, like, that I'm pretty sure even I'm going to use.
Oh, good.
But yeah, any last minute tips that you can give to students?
Yeah, I would say, I mean, the main thing, you know, you definitely want to have a great resume. You want to network as well. And even if you've never drafted a resume, sometimes I hear students saying, I don't want to come to the Career Center because I don't have a good resume yet. Actually, that's why we're here to help you. Some students actually even said, I've never had to have a resume because I've gotten my jobs through my friend, through my brother, so-and-so, mm-hmm. you know, that they actually never had to have a resume. But that's why we're here to help you. Like I mentioned earlier, wherever you are in your career journey, some students are completely lost. Some students are actually deciding between two different majors. So we're always there happy to help. And different career coaches, they all have their different emphases as well. So, yeah, so come to the Career Center. I would say that's the main thing. We can do more than just resume. We help prepare you for your interview, grad school. We do all of that good stuff.
Thank you so much. That's very, very good, honestly. And we don't want to forget about Jenna and Brian, who are our mentors for one of our two mentors for the second year experience. I kind of want to ask you two, like, how has that been for you? You're both fourth years. When did you get your first job, and how was that for you?
So in high school, I was just very volunteer oriented, but that kind of helped me build the skills to get my first job. My first job was at Oasis, working for Summer Bridge. I was a CI facilitator, or now it's called EDS, and I loved that job because that directly fell into the field that I wanted to do. I wanted to do something in education, so when I saw the opportunity to kind of get that experience, I took it. And I've been doing it for 3 years, and I love the job. And it just felt really good to get that first paycheck, to know that, like, wow, I'm getting paid. Well, to me, it was like, I'm getting paid to do something I love. Mm-hmm. So kind of what I struggle with career-wise, and kind of like what I hear from my own students, is that there's a lot of tension between choosing what to do, like either choosing a job because it pays a lot or because it's something they love. And most of the time, they feel a lot of pressure to choose something that pays a lot. Mm-hmm. And for me, it was really hard to convince my parents that, like, I want to go into teaching. And they're like, you're a straight-A student, you're going to UCSD, you have all these opportunities, and you want to go into teaching. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, teaching is something I love. It's, like, my passion. And, like, every time I go into a classroom or I'm facilitating, either through my mentoring or through my summer at Oasis, I love it. And for me, doing something that I love is more important than what I'm being paid. Mm-hmm. That totally went off topic, but yeah.
No, yeah. And you've been a mentor for 3 years, and my next question was going to be, like, have you found a clear pathway to what it is that you want to do? And teaching seems to be your thing, right?
Yeah. It started with knowing not what I don't want to do. Because I think for a lot of people, and it's like, especially for me, I didn't know what I wanted. Well, I knew education was something I wanted to do because I knew I didn't want to be a nurse. I didn't want to go into, like, I didn't want to be a doctor or, like, an engineer because that wasn't really my forte. And I'm like, I didn't enjoy math. I didn't enjoy sciences. So kind of, like, in the soft science fields, like, I'm a sociology major. Like, I'm enjoying research now, which is something new because my classes gave me the opportunity. Yeah, if you don't know what you want to do now, that's okay. Just figure out what you don't want to do, because that would start limiting your choices, or, like, that would start taking out some choices that you have to choose from, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I can definitely agree with that, not knowing what to do. Still don't know exactly what to do. But yeah, you got a lot of choices when you don't know what to do. You can get to explore. Mm-hmm. For me, well, let's begin with the question of when I started working. I started working when I actually my second year of college, because I never had a job before. I helped at the office when I was in high school, mm-hmm. but that wasn't technically a job. That was like something that I did for a class. That was like my community service. Mm-hmm. But my actual real job was like at Oasis, and I was a OLC mentor, mm-hmm. During my second year, and I was for the math and general OLC, which is really fun. For me, it was like a great experience because like that was my first job. Plus, I was taking in between 3 to 4 classes each quarter, so I was like afraid of like how to manage my classes and how to manage work. So that was a good job for me because I only had like 1 to 2 hours per week of work, mm-hmm. and it made me think like how much work I had to put into it, like preparing for that as well. So it was like a good introduction to like working. And then now I'm working as my second year as a mentor. Mm-hmm. And that was, like, the workload kind of got a little bit higher. Mm-hmm. But I was already had that experience before. I was like, okay, this time's I had set up for certain things, and I have to do this. So it was a good, introductory to, like, what workforce looked mm-hmm. like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And has that job that you've held throughout your undergrad helped you decide what it is that you want to do once you graduate?
Definitely. As I knew that I wanted to work in a school. I feel comfortable in a school environment. I always love high school, like the environment, mm-hmm. or like college, the environment. So I always knew I wanted to work in a school. Mm-hmm. But it's like, as I got into like, as an OLC mentor, I was in front of a class, kind of like in front of a classroom, not really teaching it, but like that environment. And that helped me a little bit see how teaching was. And now as a mentor, I've had that counseling kind of like idea. So like schools also have counselors. So like it has shaped the two paths that I want to take, mm-hmm. which is either be a teacher or be a school counselor. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons why I took a minor on psychology, because that was like another interest that I had. So it kind of shaped what path I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm. Nice, yeah.
It's been an interesting path so far.
Yeah, it's not always super straight.
Yeah.
No.
It's something.
Like, it's divided.
Yeah. Now, I know that you two had like a clear introduction to Oasis and you kind of just landed the job. Which is really good, but sometimes there are students that aren't introduced to Oasis, or they just, you know, mentoring isn't something that they want to do. Yeah. I remember I didn't know mentoring was something that I wanted to do when I was an undergrad, but I think I started looking for a job my first year. Like, I applied to Jamba Juice, I applied to Prize Center, and I didn't land any of them, and mm-hmm. I felt really discouraged. Like, I really want to get a job on campus, because I was already working off campus. I got a summer job after I graduated at a retail store at the mall, and I was getting the paychecks, and I loved it, but I wanted something a bit more normal for UCSD. Mm-hmm. Like, students typically work on campus, mm-hmm. and their work is just here. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't landing anything. I felt really, like, discouraged and, you know, like, I'm looking for jobs, but is it really going to help me? I had heard about front desk jobs, mm-hmm. which are a great way to get paid and do homework. But I was like, is that going to gear me towards anything? Like, yeah. I was just very torn between what to do. And I wanted a job. So, again, similar to you two, I heard about Oasis. I heard about the mentoring program. And I landed a job being an ATC for Summer Bridge and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it's not as clear as it was for us, but just kind of like thinking about what it is that you want to do, thinking mm-hmm. about what you want to get out of it. I know students now that have a front desk job and they love it because they can do kind of homework. It's a bit relaxed. I know students that are just like, no, that's not what I want to do. I want to mm-hmm. do something geared to what it is that I'm studying, mm-hmm. which I know, Jenna, you did. You were going to like high schools and just being a mentor for them and a counselor. Mm-hmm. So it's different for everyone, bottom story. And I asked Tina earlier, when's the right time to start that, mm-hmm. to start looking for a job? And it varies, mm-hmm. right? It varies for everyone. Mm-hmm. Any last minute tips or anything that y'all want to say for our listeners?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Something I had in mind, because I know like my students and like even myself, I had like this question. It was like regarding, like, I know you brought up the point of like, if this is what I want to do with my career or anything. And the way that I see it is like any job is a good job. It teaches you like time management. Mm-hmm. And I know one of my students and a few of my students like are always like, and I had this fear as well, like the fear of like, once I get a job, how would I handle that with schoolwork? Mm-hmm. And it's something that I always think about is like, I always look at a job that fits both of them spot, but also like, even if it's not something you don't necessarily, like me and Jenna had like that path of like education in Oasis West. But like every retail job is like, can be work, like wonderful. Like can teach you like human interaction, how to talk to people, how to manage like time wise. So like there's a lot of like different skills that you learn in different jobs, mm-hmm. even if it's not related to like mm-hmm. the path or like your field, it still works within your field.
Exactly. And it teaches you something. Yeah. It teaches you how to file taxes, maybe, for example, when you have a job or taxes. Anything. Everything and every interaction does teach you something.
Yeah. And kind of something that's been on my mind after a lot of things, one of my teachers told me, keep your head up, because mm-hmm. it's hard to get a job, and I see that struggle in my students and talking with the friends, but it's just about, like, the moment you give up is the moment that you're not going to get it, obviously. Mm-hmm. So look at your resume. If you think it's kind of bare, try to learn some new skills that, I don't know, that might apply later on, like, I don't know, what would some good skills be?
I guess talking to people is a good skill. If you didn't think that could be a skill, that is a skill.
Networking.
Handshakes.
Yeah. So, and definitely network, because I know it's very scary to talk to people. I'm still scared to talk to, like, my bosses and just, like, other people. But who knows, because one of my friends, like, he doesn't have anything to do with my field, but he went up to me. He's like, hey, I know someone who's looking for someone to kind of volunteer to teach. And, like, I immediately thought of you. So are you interested? And I'm like, oh, wow, I never thought that was an option. Mm-hmm. So it's very important to talk to people and to go to mixers and try to just put yourself out there.
Yeah. Even going to office hours, going to your TA, those are good networking options.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tina, any last things?
Since you're tuning into this podcast, I would give yourself a big pat on the back for even listening to this. You know, I know sometimes at UCSD on campus, it can be challenging not to compare yourself to others, but just know, you know, you're your individual, you're doing the best you can, and just know that there's people there that are supporting you, such as your mentors, Oasis, the Career Center. We're all here to support you. And of course, yeah, networking is huge. We actually do have some resources at the Career Center that can help you in your networking process. We have something called the Alumni Advisor Network. And so we're actually going to switch platforms. I think maybe in about a few months, but right now it's still there. So you can utilize that. And so the URL for that is ucsd.firsthand.co. And that's actually a good way for you to connect to an alumni, to even just have a career conversation with them. Some might even be open to having you job shadow them, or even there are some that even are willing to do a mock interview or even critique your resume, which is super cool, especially if they are in the same field as you. And as we mentioned, that's a good way for you to network. And you never know who you're talking to. Sometimes they might not be in the same field as you, but they might know someone in a different company or so forth, in which they can assist you. So I would say, you know, be kind to everyone you meet. You never know. Exactly. Yeah, you never know how they can help you. And, you know, but yeah, just be kind to yourself is the biggest thing. And know that listening to this podcast is already a huge step.
Mm-hmm. And just believe in yourself. You know, what has been said before. Do the work and you'll see some results sooner rather than later, hopefully. So I just want to also echo out that if you all need help, Shy is expensive. I keep repeating that. Shy is expensive. So don't be shy to ask questions, to network, to reach out to Tina, to the career services, to Brian, Jenna, to me. Just kind of ask, like, how was your process like? What did you learn? Did you like it? Did you not? What would you do different? Networking is always a good thing. Mm-hmm. So ask us anything. We're here to help you. We're here to help you grow and help get you to where you want to get. Yeah. So that'll wrap up the Career Exploration Podcast. Thank you so much to all of you for coming and for just sharing your knowledge and your experiences. I really appreciate it, and I'm sure our listeners are going to really appreciate it too. They at least know someone now at the Career Services Center, and that's always a good start. Yeah, a familiar face. Yeah.
A familiar voice.
A familiar voice. Better yet. So some friendly reminders. Oasis Study Madness has begun. It happens Wednesdays and Thursdays from 5 to 10 p.m. If you all need a place to study, Oasis is available for you all. The newsletter, again, comes out every Monday. It has important information for that. Click on the workshop flyers or scholarship information and just things going on campus. So make sure to look at that. There are updates on our website, oasis.ucsd.edu, and you can click on the second year experience icon for more information. And again, you all need to be completing, or at least for two Excel students, you need to be completing two workshops per quarter. And there's a change this quarter. The first one is going to be due by week five, Friday of week five. So one workshop is due Friday of week five. Was it four?
Yeah.
Friday of week four. My bad. Friday of week four. I mean, the earlier the better. Week four. Let's say week four. No, see, this is why you guys are here. So make sure to do that. Our second workshop that we will be hosting is the Women of Color Cafe in room 333 from 2 to 3. So if you're interested in that, feel free to stop by. And Triton Day is this Saturday. So if you see people roaming around, you know, campus, be nice. It's always a busy day. Just as a friendly reminder. So thank you so much for tuning in, y'all. Have a good day.
Bye. Hope to see you in person.
Bye.